Blog Talk Radio.
Only in America. Welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, a show about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice, an advocate, voice your concern, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you will increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is our host with the most, Miss Renee. Welcome to our listening audience. You are tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/marketingpulpit, and this is the show, Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. And again, I am your host, Robin Radio Ray Razor. Although I've been blind for more than 50 years, when I was a mere lad of 13, a big firecracker, which we call a big cherry bum, that we live in the DMV, exploded in my face when I was only 13 and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning that I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Well, greetings, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Reverend Ray, I am great. Just looking forward to the show. Holidays are in the air, and that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Wow. Well, we're looking forward to that. But, you know, Miss Renee, I had the opportunity to preach this past Sunday and bring the message. And my message was the good, the bad, and the redeemer. And I had people hollering out, no sin. That means if you don't commit no sin, that you have no salvation. And what that meant to us was that everybody going to sin. But there is a redeemer. And as we go through this Christmas and this holiday season, other than stuffing your little tummies, we also have to give thanks for just being able to wake up every morning and have some purpose in our lives. And we're going to talk more and more about that, but we're looking forward to some yummy things we should be eating and doing something with this so-called temple that we have that we will be taking care of. So, you know, I like to start the program with the adventures of Mr. Ray and his German Shepherd seeing that dog, Mr. Ray Chico. And it is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf, W-O-O-F, Wolf Pet Store. And they are located up in Maryland. And right there at the Silver Spring subway station, you could jump right off there, and you could even walk over to the Big Bad Wolf. And what's that area called, Mr. Day, where you wanted to live at one time?
Tacoma Park. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
so
Tacoma
I
Park.
Get off at the Tacoma Park station and walk.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Get off at that station, because you might not be in that kind of condition yet to walk over there. So get off at the Tacoma Park station and walk over there to the Big Bad Wolf, and you can tell Miss Penny, that's the proprietor, that you see Mr. Ray Tico and Mr. Reverend Ray walking around, and he and Mr. Ray Tico look good shape, healthy, clear eye, beautiful coat. And you can call them at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. and they also deliver. Yes, they deliver to you. You don't have to worry about getting out here in this cold and this snow that's going to be coming and rain and stuff. They will deliver, and they have top chef pet food for dogs, cats, and some of those little gerbils that's running around in your house. So please and visit their website, www.thebigbadwolf.com.
Now, can I jump in right here,
sure.
Reverend Ray, and let our guests
yes.
know who they can anticipate to hear, and then we're going to go back to your call to action, and you're in the
sure.
news, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, the holidays are upon us, and there is shopping and cooking and cleaning, so little time, so much to do. And as close as we can come to a genie in a bottle, it is our guest, the door-to-door grocer, Todd Tolson. Now, he can have the fixings for your holiday dinner delivered right to your door. So grab a pen and paper, and we'll tell you how we're going to do that. Now, back over to our holiday genie, Reverend Radio Ray, who's going to tell us what's in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly. News which affects the disability and senior communities, and definitely our challenge is his call to action. Now back over to you, Reverend.
Well, Ms. Renee, I think more people want to hear about the holiday and our door-to-door grocer, what he got to say. So real quick, I'm going to say in the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability, I'm just going to say that early voting has started, and you know the main vote is going to be Tuesday, November the 6th. So please, people, especially people with disabilities and seniors, get out and vote. If it's too late for you to vote by absentee, please get a neighbor, get a friend, get a family member, take you out to vote. The election is going to be so critical in terms of it might dictate the next 20 or 40 years of who's going to be in power. So please, and local government is so important because it decides on your budget for your school system, for your health, for your playground, for all of those kind of local things, your library. So please get out and vote. All right, and then the news is brought to you by Real-Time Pain Relief, the best spell and most effective Real-Time Pain Relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. And my call to action is please get out and vote. Right now, that's the number one thing other than you all thinking about Thanksgiving and presents you're going to give and you got to give to people. Please get out and vote. And our motto for call to action is if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. Just keep moving forward. And as my double negative, don't just do nothing. Please just do something. So over to Ms. Renee and our door-to-door grocer.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Radio Ray. Now, going to the grocery store has gotten to be too much for many persons with disabilities and seniors. Our answer to that is the door-to-door grocer, Todd Tolson. Welcome back, Todd.
Thank you for having me, Reverend and Renee. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Okay, Todd, when you were last on the show in September, most of us hadn't even put away our summer clothes, and we certainly were not thinking about the holidays. And now that they're right around the corner, So now let me just do a little background for listeners who have missed the last show. Explain how door-to-door grocer works.
Okay, so door-to-door grocer works by placing a phone call to 301-272-2200. At that time, your grocer, which is myself, Todd Tolson, will take your order, usually starting off with whatever direction you want to go into, whether that's your fresh vegetables or your meat, and finding what alternate selections you would like to make if the selections that you're looking for today are not available or not fresh. I then place the order through a company called Instacart that goes to several different locations throughout the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. It all depends on your zip code. So they have stores from Wegmans, Whole Foods, Giant, Safeway, Harris Teeter, Costco. The great thing about Costco is you don't need a membership either. So after I place the order, you are going to give me a time to have it delivered. When it's delivered, then I ask my guests to call me and to let me know that everything arrived safely and they got everything that they needed. What's the best thing about this service is that if there is something wrong, meaning it's a wrong brand, if there was a bruise on an apple, for instance, then they would let me know, and then I put in, so they get a credit on their account next time, no questions asked. So this is 100% guarantee on their produce, their meats, and no one's coming back to pick those items up. They are yours to keep. So this is what I really think takes customer service to the next level when it does involve shopping for another individual. So I always like to let everyone know that the shopping criteria is guaranteed to what the customer would like.
Wow, that sounds really great. Now, how does it work exactly? Does the client give you their list of preferred brands for each item? How do you start out?
Absolutely. So what happens is, Renee, if you were to call me today and say, Todd, I normally shop at Giant, and that's where I would like to shop today. So then when I'm going through your list, if you say that you would like to have a quart of milk, I ask you, what brand would you like? Do you want the cream? Do you want the house version? Or did you want an organic version? I also ask, what would you like if there's something that shows up that they don't have half gallons, they only have quarts, or they only have a gallon of milk. You know, sometimes you go to the store, they don't have the actual size that you want. So I ask all these questions as we're moving along. I also ask if they would like to be contacted by the shopper while someone's in the store. So what that means, if they go to look for an item and that item's not available and I did not make a note of what the replacement item would be, I can put a note, please give me a call, and I'll make a selection when I speak to you over the phone.
Wow. So you've got your preferred brand or your preferred list, and then you have a secondary fallback if they don't have, say, a half gallon of milk.
Absolutely. And then I also could put a note that if they don't have my preferred brand, I would just like a refund. But ultimately, I do have them contact the client directly. And the reason I do that, I had an instance where I did not set the contact information. So my guest was getting texts. And she said, Todd, you know, can you please have them call me? And I can adjust all of those for whatever's the preference. If you want to receive a text, to be notified about a change, or you want to receive a call. It's really quite interactive, and it's interactive as the shopping is taking place, if needed.
Wow, and that's really great, and I'm glad that you offer both. Sometimes it's very frustrating to me when someone refers me to a website, or they'll refer me to some technology maybe that I haven't mastered. And they say it so glibly, and it's like, no, that's a little bit more of a challenge for me. Right now, I'm stuck on, I can't think of the word, but anyway, we'll move on. It'll come to me. Okay, so we've got the basics down, but now we're coming up on the holidays. So the holiday shopping has special requirements. What special preparation do you need for holiday shopping for your customers?
Well, what I like to let all shoppers know, whether they're my customers or just even my friends, is to do the shopping and plan as early as possible. And that means if we're coming up in Thanksgiving, try not to go to the store on Tuesday or Wednesday before Thanksgiving. The store is very crowded. The selections are not great. So I always ask that they place that type of shopping order in on Monday and do it so it's going to be delivered around the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock hour if possible. And the reason is you're not assigned a shopper until right before the delivery is due. If the shopper goes into the store after 12 noon, the shelves are already stocked for the day, but yet the people that work in the evening haven't made it to the store yet. So you're going to be more than likely have all the options available. So that's the importance of that. As we move forward and get closer to the actual day, what happens is the items might not be as nice. They're picked over. There's tons of people. They might not get what they would like. So a little bit of planning goes a long way.
Wow, you know, that is such a great idea. But you raised the question that I hadn't considered before. Todd, does each store stock different items on different days? Like, you know, does fresh produce always come in on a Monday? Or, you know, I know a lot of times seafood, you know, is delivered no later than Friday. So, you know, by Sunday you're getting leftover seafood. How does that work?
Absolutely. Stores do have their individual days, that they're stocked, and it does vary by store and location. So the Wegmans that is in one zip code might have a different delivery day than a Wegmans in another zip code. But the shoppers are trained to interact directly as if they were the consumer. So that means that if there's produce that's out, they're instructed to ask to get the produce person, can you please go in the back to check to see if this is there, or if it's the meat person, can you please let me know if you have anything in the back? And the reason they do that is that the stores want this service to be as streamless as possible for the shopper, so the shopper can have a happy customer, so the happy customer continues to send the shopper back to that store. So it's kind of like a well-oiled machine.
Wow, I love it. Well, speaking of well-oiled machines, we're going to turn it over to Reverend Radio Ray Razor so he can make a well-oiled promotion for us. So, Reverend Radio Ray.
All right, you're listening. You're tuning into www.blogtalkradio.com/marketingpulpit. And you're listening to the show, Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. And we're heard here every Friday, East Coast time at 3 o'clock. And every fourth Friday now, we will have your door-to-door grocer letting you know about how to shop effortlessly. And if you have any recommendation, comments, or suggestions, good comments only, hopefully, please call us at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. And visit our website at www.sightandvisionradio.com. And you will hear past shows and a lot of other kind of information that will be of interest on our website. And also, if you need to talk to someone, please call 301-377-6468. So back to our door-to-door grocer and Ms. Renee, the hostess with the mostest.
Well, again, if you're just joining us, going to the grocery store has gotten to be a challenge for many persons with disabilities and seniors, and our answer to that is the door-to-door grocer, Todd Tolson. Todd, you gave us some contact information just before we went to break. Would you give it to us once more, and we'll give it to our listeners again at the end of the show?
Absolutely. The contact phone number is 301-272-2200. Please leave a message. A lot of times that number will go directly to voicemail, and that just means that we're on with a client. Or you could email us at groceryby phone@gmail.com. That's groceryby phone@gmail.com. Renee, one thing I didn't mention is the sign-up special that I'm having, and I wanted to make sure that your listeners were able to take advantage of that. Our normal setup fee is $50. It's a one-time fee. And today I'm offering the first five people that call in before Veterans Day, they will get 50% off. So that means that the sign-up fee is $25. But on top of that, I do have a few credits for $20 in free groceries. Now, I can't promise how long they'll last. So that could actually take the sign-up fee down to $5. I wanted to also explain the way the process works. After the initial fee, it is $15 per shop. And what that means is you can go to several stores. If you want to go to Giant, Costco, and CVS, you're just paying for that session. It's $15, and that's the fee for grocery by phone. There is an additional $5.99 to $9.99 delivery charge depending on the time of day that you want something delivered. If you want something delivered within a two-hour window, more than likely it's going to be $9.99. But for the most part, it's $5.99 to $6.99 per store. That means that if you're going to several stores, you would have to pay a delivery charge from each store. There are many other programs that I can introduce when people call once I assess what's going to work for them. Sometimes I have people that start off with the $15 per shop. They realize that they're calling me once a week, and I have a subscription program that would work for them. It's going to save them a little bit of money if they're calling more regularly than someone else.
Wow, Todd, we thank you again. And again, for our listeners, that number is 301-272-2200, and the special is on until Veterans Day. I think that's around the 11th of November, so hurry up and get your order in because Todd is going to be a busy man getting ready to shop for Thanksgiving. But, Todd, I do want to ask a question. If a customer, and we're all watching our dollars and our dimes now, if a customer is shopping a price-valued grocery store and, you know, the cheese they need for grandma's mac and cheese is at a higher-end grocer, how do you handle that?
Well, that's where I'm going to get – well, first of all, number one, just so you all know, I'm also an avid cook. So I not only shop, but I like to cook. So I usually take the time to find out what they would like and then make sure that I let them know where those options are and, if not, what options would work best. And so it's all based on the individual. So meaning if someone wanted some cheese that is normally at Whole Foods, and if they do not have that there, I can give them a similar recommendation or something comparable depending on what their overall goal is for the meal.
Okay. Well, see, that is great information because I don't know why oftentimes people decide that they're going to practice something new at Thanksgiving. It's like, no, baby, I want you to know how to make it already, you know?
Absolutely.
But anyway, now, you know, one of the things that I know, I'm shocked when I go into the store, how pricey spices are. How do you break that to customers? I can't remember the last spice I bought. There was something, and I just refused because I knew I was only going to use it for that dish. I just couldn't make myself pay $6 for this small item, whatever it was. Are customers shocked at the prices of spices?
They are shocked at the cost of spices. Now, what I do let them know is, believe it or not, at Whole Foods, they have where you can buy a very small amount as opposed to getting it, so it would be in the bulk section. And not all spices, but most spices, and you can just get a teaspoon as opposed to having to buy a big whole thing. Now, is it going to cost, I'm going to give an example. Say, for instance, the spice is $6, and you might get four teaspoons in there. Is it going to be $1.50 to $2? It might be for that smaller thing, but you can get that one teaspoon or two teaspoons if that's what you need, and you're not paying for a bottle of spice that's going to sit up on the rack and you're going to end up throwing out next year anyway.
Exactly. Well, yeah, thank you. I've got one more question, and I can hear Reverend Ray getting his recipes together. So I'm going to ask you this final question because here again, this is Thanksgiving. And we want to know, how do you choose produce? How do I know I'm not getting just a lot of stems on my greens for Thanksgiving? What is it that you know that I'm going to get high quality and good quality produce?
Renee, that's a perfect and a great question. So I can say before I started grocery by phone, I was an actual shopper myself. So that means I went through the whole training program. So I'm very well aware of how important it is that all of the shoppers are actually shopping for themselves, which means that they're looking to make sure it's not a whole bunch of stems, there's no bruises, they're looking things thoroughly over. So Instacart does a great job to make sure that all food handlers are shopping as if they were shopping for themselves. But then again, we always have that fallback. Say, for instance, it came and there was too many stems and they didn't see that. You could just call me and say, Todd, you know what? I got all these stems in here. I got some collard greens. It's nothing but stems. There's no leaves. I don't want it. And I'll say, okay, I'll take care of it. And then what happens is there's a credit on the account for the next time that they shop.
Wow, that is great. Once again, we want to remind customers that you can call the door-to-door grocer, Todd Tolson, at 301-272-2200. Don't call in the day before Thanksgiving. He can't help you out. But if you call and you and he can work it out, you are going to have the best shopping experience that you've ever had by not shopping. Reverend Ray, I know you've got your list of questions. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All righty. So you're listening to the Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. We heard here every Friday this time, 3 o'clock East Coast time. And we have a new program. It's called the Door-to-Door Grocer that we will have every fourth Friday of the month. Now, Todd, I speak often to disability groups. And matter of fact, I'm going to be with the National Federation of the Blind National Harbor Chapter this coming Saturday. And so one of the announcements that I will be making is about the door-to-door grocer and having them to call you. So so that's why I really listen carefully so I can tell them what the situation is promotions that you have. But now
absolutely,
a couple of questions. And I will let you know about that and give the chapter's the president chapter, Ms. Michelle Clark's phone number, give information to her for she can put it on the website and all, but I will be sharing that as an announcement. But a couple of questions that, as I spoke to some other groups with disability, asked me, Dan, when you deliver or who's delivered, do you all bring it to the door and sit it down, or do you bring it into the house and to their residence?
It all depends on the preference of the customer. So everything is brought to the door. But I do have some people that are not only visually impaired but also have physical impairment. So with those, I let the shopper know that could you please assist if they would like that assistance, and then it's brought directly into the home. So it's totally at the option of the consumer, but I do want to let you know that all shoppers have been screened with a thorough background check, which is important for you to know when you're bringing someone to your home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you all go to the next step where if a customer, say, especially like a person that's blind, say, well, can you open that bag and give me so-and-so or tell me in this bag is my meat so I can put that up first, or is that
absolutely. So that's totally between, you know, I ask my customers if they want me to, what they would like me to divulge. And so whatever their preference is, I discuss that with them so they can make, and I make a personal note on their account. So it doesn't matter who's shopping, that information is there. And it might be what to do if no one's at the front desk, how to get into the building, or could you please bring the groceries all the way in and put them on the kitchen counter once I answer the door. That information I'm able to change per shop and add it or adjust it as needed.
Okay. And what is the hours and days again for the service?
The hours and days for the service are Monday through Friday from 9 to 9. Saturday and Sunday I do from 10 to 5, and it's open normal store business hours for the delivery time.
Well, thank you again, and that's the music, and that's our time for the go. But, Mr. Todd, we will be talking to you. Well, you know, what I want to do, if you don't mind, we like to do the show the Friday before the week of Thanksgiving. We'll just show up that Friday because I'm sure we're going to have a lot of listeners and all for any kind of suggestions and all. So let's make that a date. All righty?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we will put the information on our website as usual. All right, thank you, Mr. Todd. All right, our time is up, and we thank you for your time in this Radio Ray. And I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision. God bless and be blessed.